We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. In the NFL, Dak Prescott is back in limited capacity. Prescott officially was limited at Wednesday's practice. As expected, Prescott's practice reps were capped coming off the Cowboys' Week 7 bye, which was well-timed after he strained his right calf on the game-winning touchdown toss to CeeDee Lamb in the Week 6 win at New England. Packers wide receiver Davante Adams won't travel with Green Bay to Arizona for Thursday's game against the Cardinals and is expected to remain on the reserve COVID-19 list this week. Adams never appeared likely to play Thursday after testing positive for the virus at the beginning of the short week. Alan Lazard has been deemed a close contact and is also expected to miss the game, leaving Randall Cobb, Equanimeous St. Brown, Amari Rodgers, and Malik Taylor as the four wide receivers on Green Bay's active roster. Bucks head coach Bruce Arians said Wednesday that he isn't sure how long Antonio Brown will be out, and noting that the wide receiver is dealing with a tricky sprain near his heel. While he hasn't officially ruled Brown out for this weekend, Arians did acknowledge the potential for the long-term absence of Brown, and he didn't mention Brown's name Monday when he asked which injured players might return for Sunday's game in New Orleans. Now we take a look at the NFL waiver wire Week 8 deep dive. Trevor Lawrence at the Seahawks is the top quarterback pick. Lawrence hasn't delivered as an expected generational talent so far, which appears to have soured those in the fantasy community who play in shallower leagues. However, across the last 3 weeks, excluding the team's Week 8 bye, he's averaged 8.1 yards per attempt and completed 12 passes of 20 or more yards. The primary thing holding Lawrence back has been touchdown volume, which should even out as he plays more games. At the running back position, look to Rashad Penny versus the Jaguars. Penny has been abysmal when healthy, and he's needed 8 carries to gain 17 yards. But he returned last week against the Steelers and is on the field for 36% of the team's offensive snaps. While Chris Carson is out, Penny could eventually step in front of Alex Collins as a top back in Seattle. For now, this backfield has turned into a mess, but for managers with roster space to stash, Penny is worth considering. Another running back to look at is Philip Lindsay against the Rams. The trade of Mark Ingram might not have gone well over the Texans' locker room, but it should help clarify the backfield for fantasy purposes. Johnson figures to step into the top role in the backfield as both a rusher and receiver, though Lindsay's role should also grow. Of course, if Johnson was to go down himself, which is not a far-fetched hypothetical, Lindsay's role could also see a sharp increase then. For a wide receiver, look at Amon-Ra St. Brown against the Eagles. St. Brown was shut down in Week 7, but entered the game having seen at least 7 targets in each of his last 3 games. Betting on the Lions' offense is a risk, but he should carry a role the rest of the season. There's also Mo Alie-Cox against the Titans. Alie-Cox's role remains small, but at this point it's impossible to ignore his production. Despite very limited volume, he's recorded 4 touchdowns and 3 receptions of 20 or more yards combined across his last 3 games. It's difficult to envision that type of production continuing moving forward, but the hope is that the Colts change Alie-Cox's role based on the type of performances he's already put up. Now we turn to NBA DraftKings Thursday cheat sheet action. The Knicks-Bulls should be a competitive contest that will provide some solid picks from top to bottom, with high-tier choices such as Julius Randle of the Knicks, who should have an advantage at his position, and DeMar DeRozan of the Bulls, whose value could see a major boost if Zach LaVine doesn't play. However, if LaVine is all set to go, then him and DeRozan are both still great options, who should have the advantage over the defense while also playing at home. Another contest to build around would be the Grizzlies-Warriors game, as Steph Curry is a great choice to headline a solid lineup on just about any night, as he's averaging 29 points, 8.3 rebounds, 6.3 assists, and 1.8 steals over his first 4 games. The Warriors also offer good mid-tier value with Draymond Green and Andrew Wiggins, while value options like Andre Iguodala and Otto Porter can rack up fantasy points by impacting the game in multiple ways and are boosted by the fact that the Warriors are shorthanded in the front court. One value pick to look at tonight is Lonnie Walker. Walker is coming off a great performance in the Spurs' most recent contest, where he finished with 21 points, 6 assists, 2 rebounds in 31 minutes off the bench, while he's averaging 15.3 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 3.5 assists per game. Walker should see another opportunity to shine as Doug McDermott will be sidelined, but should open up even more minutes for him and send even more touches his way. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.